I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is good.
I'm just sad. Dude, that's pretty good.
This is The Gloom, bringing you weekly interviews with F3 Omaha Packs, exploring their F3 experiences and finding those sticky elements that create the glue in the gloom.
Shout out to our sponsors. Major Team Mortgage, Omaha Laser Dentistry, Exclusively Eye Care, Liberty Core Real Estate, Avier Wealth Management, and Apex Men's Clinic. We appreciate their support.
Yo, Gloom listeners, it's The Plague, and today I'm talking about getting your finances as fit as your physique. Our very own F3 Omaha brother, Jean-Claude, aka Michael Pfluger at Avior Wealth Management, specializes in building personalized financial plans. He understands the journey you walk in life as a man of faith, safeguarding your family and creating a legacy. Jean-Claude is ready to help you plan your finances with intention so that you can live with purpose. And that's just the beginning when you work with the Avior Wealth team. Visit avior.com/F3. That's AVIOR.com/F3. And see how Michael can guide your financial journey today.
Now let's get back to the gloom.
And we're back. Awesome. Excited to get this guy's story. I actually have a really good story. When we were doing a planning sort of run for a CSOP a couple years ago, I drove my old Land Cruiser all the way from my house to, I believe it was like Papio South High School.
Yeah, danger zone.
Got a flat tire while I was there and, on my way. And we're like, well, let's see if we can change this tire. I couldn't figure out how to get it. Nobody could get the lug nuts off of this tire except for my man, Razzle Dazzle. He came in. I don't know if we just loosened it up for him or if he's just really got the brute strength. But that was a life.
Pretty sure Firewalker loosened that one up.
So. Right. There you go. Yeah. It was really, that was a life saving moment. I remember thinking, like, I don't know what I'm going to do if I can't get this, spare tire out here. So I appreciate you, man. I will always remember that. Within F3, right, was just a leader not too long ago at Titan Alley, which is a phenomenal site in Sarpy. And so excited to get your story and would just love for you to take us back if you remember kind of the EH journey, who brought you out to F3, and then talk us through like first workout if you remember that. And then how'd you get the name Razzle Dazzle? It's a pretty good name.
It's a little out there, yeah. KOA actually reached out to me and I guess, had met my cousin at one of the workouts, and was talking to him and found out that he was my cousin and I hadn't talked to KOA for years. I went to high school with him.
Wow.
I hadn't talked to him for probably a decade or so. And they just got talking. The more they were talking, we ended up figuring out that, actually KOA's son and my son are on the same soccer club. They were on different teams, just like two different teams within the same club or whatever, same age group and stuff, but had ran across each other multiple times since then, I guess, and never really put two and two together. Yeah. So he got my number from my cousin, I think, and then ended up texting me just asking about if I'd be interested in it or whatever, seeing how things were going with me because we hadn't talked for so long.
Yeah.
I work early in the morning. So when he said we have this early workouts and stuff, well, I'm used to getting up early. Yeah, it sounds like something I'd give a try, you know. KOA is such a great guy. Sure, I'll come out and see what it's all about. So after I don't know, a week or 10 days or so, I ended up finally meeting him out at Steel Mill. I think Animal House was on the queue that day, and I remember not having a clue what I would be in for, you know. I'd never even heard of F3. You get out there and everything's new, you know. Let's do Merkins or what, like, what are we doing?
What is that? Yeah.
Yeah. Or even Warmerama, side shuttle hops. And I'm sweating after Warmerama. And I worked out a little bit on my own, but you know, it's different when you hop in with a group and start doing different exercises that you'd never done before. So, I just get beat up that first one. And it was a great workout. head swimming the whole time, though. I start meeting, everybody says hi, everybody's so nice and says hi and says what their name is, and I can't remember one of them, and don't know who I'm talking to, and but just had a great time with it. Got to naming, like you said, went out with just a little bit about my story or whatever, not too much, but I explained that KOA got me out, and I went to high school with him in Council Bluffs, so I think it was Chernobyl throughout Razzle Dazzle, just for the old club there in Council Bluffs off Broadway. So nice. Okay. I guess I just look like somebody that would enjoy visiting.
Oh, that is funny.
And it stuck. Yeah.
I love it. I was thinking it was, you remember like the old, it was like NBA Jam game.
Okay.
Where, you know, a guy would like get on fire and then.
Yeah, old Genesis like they, or whatever games. Yeah.
I feel like they would say Razzle Dazzle or something, but you know, I don't know. But so it's not from that. Okay.
Nope. Just from going to school in Council Bluffs, I guess. They were throwing out Council Bluffs ideas.
Nice. That's awesome. Was, I would be curious, is KOA, has he changed a lot since high school, or is he about the same guy? Just nice.
He's always been a great dude. Always been pretty outgoing, great dude. Yeah. I hung out with him a bit in high school, not a ton maybe, but yeah, we were definitely friends. He's always outgoing. That's and awesome. Always has that, I don't know, presence to him that he can talk to everybody and get along with everyone.
For sure. Well, it's interesting to me. You started at a weights site. So how was that? You brought your own weights and everything go okay?
I think I did bring weights for it. I think the wife had a yoga set of weights or something. So had 10-pound. I don't know. They're covered in blue or whatever.
Yeah,
felt a little out of place there, but. When KOA hit me up, he just said, hey, any day you want to come out, whatever works for you, you know, and I told him my work schedule, so I couldn't come most or certain days or whatever. He said, just hit me up when it works. And I told him Thursday, and he said, well, do you want to do weights or running? And you know, I don't feel comfortable about jumping in with 20 guys and start running and seeing where I'm at fitness wise there. So yeah. Better keep it to the weights and keep it close. I can at least suffer through that or fake my way through that, as opposed to getting lost a mile and a half down the road or something.
Right. Well, I remember when we did the run through of that CSOP, I feel like you kept up running wise. So I guess talk me through like what's been your sort of path, on a physical fitness level. Like were you doing weights before you started? And then did you get into running at some point or?
So before F3, most of it, I would do a little body weight stuff. Just, well, back then I used to call them push-ups and sit-ups, but
yeah. Yeah. What are those?
Yeah. Do a little bit of that stuff around the house. And then most of my fitness would have been biking. I would have, on days off, I'd go for a longer couple hour bike ride or something, jump on the trail there from the house. So did a little bit and stayed somewhat in shape, but not as much as I should have or could have. Then when I started with F3, for the first, I don't know, probably couple months, I would just go on the days off from work. Mm-hmm. And then, eventually I got tied into a Sandlot one, the running site, and made it through it, but really suffered. And that's when I started, pre-running more often. They did a love run, a little shorter pre-run at on Thursdays at Halleck there that I would jump in with. Now they do it every week, but we just kind of started sporadically. It would, I don't know, once every few weeks or whatever, anybody wanted to, we would get in and do a love run. So I'd always jump in on the shorter, lighter runs or whatever to try to get there. And just over a few months ended up evolving to where try to pre-run every day. Even when I'm working now, I try to go to the pre-run and then I have to bounce and head to work, but at least get to see everybody and get a little physical activity in and that adult conversation, you know, just talk to some other dudes that are going through some of the same things.
Nice. I love it. That's really cool. And shout out to, would it be Sweet Roll, right? They kind of started that, that love run, I think for that very purpose, right? So that a guy could sort of,
He does he started, doing it more consistently. I know, Low Flow was one that when he was starting, and he turned into a running maniac for a while there until he got hurt, obviously. But, he would be one that a lot of the different sites would end up going just 2 mile run or whatever, trying to start or whatever. Mm-hmm. Kind of at the same time I was trying to get my feet under me, he was doing somewhat the same thing. So would meet up and do those types of runs.
Nice. That's awesome. It is interesting, right? Cause like when a guy starts out, you know, there's obviously guys that have been doing it for a long time that are running, you know, pre 10K, right? You got Farba doing night runs and all. And so it's like for a new guy, how do you like ease into that so that you're not, you know, setting yourself up?
And to have
up
the confidence
failure.
To do it was a big thing for me. I wasn't confident that I could make it around in a half hour, you know? And I know when I did start doing pre-runs, there were times that I didn't quite make it. They were already starting the intros and stuff or whatever. It's a little harder. Somebody would always run with you, but it's kind of hard mentally if you're the one dragging everyone back and then not making it quite to the end or quite on time. It can be a little mental challenge, but it's such a great group that everybody helping you out and
nice.
Yeah, everybody working with you, and you get better and eventually fall in. It's just what you do before the workout now.
Yeah, that's awesome. What, talk me through just like in, you know, as you look back, cause I remind me how long you've been doing F3?
Coming up on 3 years. I think the end of June would be 3 years.
Okay. Do you feel like have you made progress in some of the areas that you were hoping to from a fitness standpoint? You feel like you're healthier? I don't know if you had any other goals, like if you were trying to lose weight or achieve any sort of milestones there.
From a fitness standpoint, for sure. A lot of it is the running. I would still like to be a lot better runner, obviously, but, and now I do jump in with those night runs and stuff. You know, I do pre-run every day and get in, some of the 10Ks and, try to do a little more and more, where before I know, like I think my third workout was a Murph ended up being, and I couldn't run the mile. I mean, it was just something I never did, honestly. Back when I was 18 or 19, I think, I ended up in a skiing accident, tearing up my knee pretty good. And I just never really ran, you know, never had any confidence in it and stuff. And it's sore whenever I do anything like that impact wise. I found with F3, doing the running more and stuff, that now it's built up the muscle and stuff, that I don't get it as sore. I'll still get some soreness in there once in a while, but it's less now that I'm running all the time than it was before without running.
Interesting.
Seems that's to do cool. A lot better.
What happened skiing? Just a downhill sort of skiing deal and tore your knee up, or?
Yeah. Doing a jump, being a teenager and dumb.
Okay. That's tough. So growing up, you were into skiing and any other sports or anything like that came up as you were kind of going through the teenage college years?
Yeah, definitely did a lot of skiing and nothing in college other than, I guess, skiing continuing outside of high school. But in high school, did some wrestling and some football.
Love it. Well, you know, so you get, it's funny, you get introduced to this group, right? You know, KOA, were there other guys there that you knew, or how'd you kind of get comfortable around the guys to sort of maybe even start asking guys to go for a run or have those conversations?
A lot of it. So knew other people in passing, I guess, Snops and then, Groot, I knew, and actually he, coached my kid's micro team a few years before I joined and never really knew him or anything, just as a coach of the micros soccer, the little 5-year-olds out there loosely chasing a ball and kicking each other's shins. But
I
knew a few other people in passing, not many. Most of it was just showing up daily or as often as I could. And you just get comfortable with people. You find people to work out with and see them and talk to them. And then the next week you ask them, oh, hey, you mentioned this, what's going on with your kid here? Or, you know, and yeah. start to fall into the group and just become part of the group.
Yeah. Are you, when you think about just kind of your personality, would you say you're sort of naturally comfortable kind of having those conversations or do you feel like you're maybe more introverted or where do you kind of fall in that sort of thing?
Absolutely not comfortable.
Okay.
Naturally. Yeah. I don't have the gift of gab, I guess. I don't talk all that much I'm much more introverted.
Okay. So how did you overcome that did you sort of have a goal in mind where you were really wanting to make sure to build relationships or how did you overcome that? I'm curious.
Yeah. F3 helps a lot. One, you see so many dudes that are just going through the same stuff that you're going through and it gives you some common ground to talk on. I mean, a lot of us are 30s to 40s, have kids, have sports going on, have all this going on. It gives you a lot of common ground and you find out that they're just going through the same stuff and it really does help to chat with them a little bit and start your day off that way, I guess. See what they're fighting through and see what you're fighting through and then you work out together and that's a fight too some days. And
yeah. Depends who's leading, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think you're spot on. It's funny like how helpful it is, not even like advice necessarily, but just hearing somebody else acknowledge that they're going through the same thing, right? Like, and maybe neither of you have solved it, but just to sort of know like you're not alone in whatever's going on.
You're not the only one dealing with stuff it's funny how often you hear a story from somebody else and you're thinking, yeah, that's tough. And yeah, I got some stuff similar to that too. And there's no real answer, but we'll all get through it together.
Yeah. It helps you kind of enter into the day with like a, you know, not so much of a, anxiety, right, around like these problems I have are a big deal. You just sort of realize like I'm actually going through normal stuff for a guy who's married and has kids. Right. I think that's, it's really cool.
Exactly.
What, as you're thinking about too, some of the, relationships we try to give guys opportunities, right, for obviously like cafeteria and Q source and even like happy hours and stuff. But I'm curious with your work schedule, were you able to participate in coffee or any of those things to kind of deepen the conversations with guys?
So yeah, I have quite a few weekdays off work. Ends up so when I'm not working, I am able to hang out and build a little deeper relationships, get the cup of coffee and talk to people a little deeper there. And then the pre-running helps a lot. You run next to somebody for 25 minutes, you talk about something, but a little bit before and after and get those conversations in. And I haven't made as many Q sources or, I know we do Fairy Nectar. I've only been a few times down there. Always great to see people outside of the gloom too, though.
Yeah. You know, one of the things like is, you know, Q source is one way, but you mentioned pre-running and I couldn't agree more, right? Very rarely have I don't think actually ever have I ran next to somebody and we've just been quiet the whole time, you know, and maybe that's me. Maybe that's because I can't stand the silence, right? I've got to be talking, but I would be curious too. Have you found any opportunity for like a shield lock or sort of whetstone mentoring relationship? Have any of those things come up as things that you've benefited from?
Yeah, we have a shield lock with Animal House, Shroot, Farva, Low Flow, and Boss Hog. And we don't do some of the second F as much, but man, we for the accountability and just a text thread going on with general nonsense. And there again, a lot of seeing people go through the same stuff too as you know, and that helps. And then like you already mentioned, Farva going through with the night runs and stuff, it pushes you accountability wise. I mean, you see people that your brothers out there, the guys you respect the most, and they're out there pushing themselves all the time, and it puts that bug in the back of your ear there that you better get out there and continue to work hard and do what you can too.
Yeah. I started to wonder the other day, like, gosh, does Farva have a limit? I don't know. Like, I saw he posted like, I think it was like 9 straight weeks in a row with 60 miles.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I haven't ran 60 miles in a week for like 3 years, but his kids are older. That's my excuse, right?
Yeah. He's on vacation now. So he was just doing a little recovery run, did a 10K at 7 minute miles or whatever. So
just a recovery run,
just a nice little recovery jog.
I love it. What, you know, kind of the other piece within this, like, you know, fellowship, right? All the relationships with others. Would love to get your thoughts on sort of like your relationship with your wife and with your kids. Like, how has F3 had an impact there? Or would be curious. And remind me, I guess, how many kids do you have?
I have 2 kids. Okay. They're in 8th grade and 6th grade now. Okay. 2 boys. Yeah. The biggest thing, I think, for me personally is, and I usually at least a pre-run, I show up mostly 6 days a week, you know, I'll miss here and there, but the biggest thing for me is just starting that day off on a positive note. Mm-hmm. Like I get a big sweat in, I talk to some good dudes. Just my entire morning starts off so positive that I'm in a better mood all day than what I was before. You know, if, work's going bad and you have these stressors going on and everything. Before, I have some coworkers you can talk to and stuff, but who really likes their coworkers? Yeah. No, there's some good ones, but I don't know. It's just having that camaraderie, the dudes around the gloom really sets my mornings off on a great foot, and it does help my attitude throughout. Going as often or whatever, it can be a little bit of a strain. The M doesn't, you know, she never wants to hear me say, oh, I can't, I have F3 in the morning or something like that. Yeah. So that's kind of the give and take is I pretty much keep that to myself. If we have a late night or whatever, I'm just going to have to suffer through and go on less sleep. It's not, there's no saying that I better get to bed early tonight, hun, or,
yeah, you know, I need to get some rest so I can go work out with the guys.
Yeah. That doesn't fly too well. So there's a little give and take there for sure. But I think she can definitely see the positive change in my attitude too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think we all go through that a little bit. I think it's also really hard to just like, what's that balance, you know, and there's different seasons and sometimes you can go 6 days a week and sometimes you can't, and just being, allowing yourself to be flexible and knowing that the, you know, no matter how many times you're posting, the guys are always going to be there, right? For whatever you need. But have you brought your boys out at all to a workout?
I have, they've done some 2.0 ones and yeah, probably 4 or so 2.0 ones. I know one time, this was maybe a year and a half ago or so, Fun Dips kid wanted to lead one, and he led at Mount Olympus for the adult one for his birthday. So my kid is friends with his kid, so we went there to support that one. Yeah. That was the first adult one, and then just last week or so, my 8th grader ended up coming to another regular beat down.
Yeah.
Head That's, school off yeah. and was able to come out.
You know, there's a, and we just, was just talking through this on, kind of the whetstone with Dread and Dark Helmet about sort of like, what's this age? What's the perfect age, right? For a young man to come out. And how did you work through that with your son to sort of decide like you're ready now, or it's okay for you to come, or I guess it's tough because he's also got school, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so they can't come very often for sure. You know, I think Loflo was having his kid, was bringing his kid out. And I said, well, hey, there's going to be another one about your age. Let's come on out. I mean, he's in plenty good shape. He wrestles. He plays soccer. He can make it through a workout just fine. That's one of the things I love about F3 workouts is I have no business working out next to Farva or some of these guys, you know. But we all work out and we all get a heck of a workout. And then we all end at the same time in the COT, all balled up, and talk about it later. So I knew that I knew he could make it through a workout just fine. You know, there's nothing, no apprehension there. And he fits in, good dude, you know. So yeah, come on out. You'll have fun.
That's awesome. What's been his impression? Has he liked it so far? He must, if he's asking to go back.
Yeah, he definitely likes it. I think they both do. They, like I said, started with the 2.0 ones and both enjoy that. But yeah, they enjoy the cult, they call it.
The cult. Calls it too. You know, it's interesting, right? Because you think about just the, you know, being a dad, right? And this responsibility to like help your kids grow. And then you get them around some of these other guys and you have no idea what, you know, what some other guy's going to be talking about or saying, but just sort of realizing that there's some value in them being exposed to the world, you know?
And, oh, yeah.
So I've got three girls, so I don't, and my oldest told me the last Father's Day workout, she kind of said, you know, I'm only doing this for you, Dad. And so we decided, and it was more work for me. I ended up carrying her around the whole time. So we just decided they won't come to workouts, but maybe my other two, they're a little younger, but
not ready yet. Yeah.
Yeah. Not quite yet. But, you know, the other piece or think about Fitness Fellowship and then faith from a third F perspective, I would love to just sort of get your experience or what's been your journey. I don't know if you grew up with any sort of faith belief system or how have you sort of worked through that throughout your life?
Yeah, the faith one was a tricky one for me, for sure, especially starting. You don't know what you're getting into. So I told you KOAEH'd me. We went to a Catholic high school.
Okay.
I probably haven't been to church in 6-7 years now. And before that, it was probably a few years of, you know, make Christmas, make Easter, and that was it. So I've kind of fallen off on the religion side a little bit, the organized side a bit. So, and then you get into a group that's faith-based or whatever, you're never quite sure what you're stepping into, you know?
Yep.
Reading Free to Bleed was real cool. The way they explain it, simply a belief in something outside of oneself. And I guess that helped me a lot, like with my own faith. Yes, I definitely believe in the community and the things that F3 Foundation and stuff, things that we're doing. I absolutely believe in. I've fallen off for sure on the organized side in my own life, but it's never been a problem. It's been, the F3 has been very positive in bringing faith back into my life in a different sense, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk me through that. Cause I think a lot of guys in our sort of age group find themselves in a very similar situation, right? They maybe grew up around some organized religion. But then you know, whether it's kids or just life, right, sort of happens and you kind of fall out of that routine. Where are you at today? You feel like you've got just some sort of foundational belief in a higher power, or it sounds like you do, which is really cool. But what's that? How does faith maybe play a role in your life today?
Yeah, in day-to-day life, like I said, the F3 outreach there is really cool for me. I love donating when I can to Toys for Tots, the Gradiville, all the cool things we have going on, the food pantries, and just the community. The Free to Bleed is one that I really, really enjoy. I would never have donated blood before F3. I never thought of it. Hey, we make it a little competition. You try to bleed as fast as you can. And then, but 40 guys get out there and bleed every 8 weeks, you know, we're making a legit impact, which is really cool. Really, really fun for me. And just seeing those types of things is what drives my faith, I guess.
Yeah. When you're out there praying, right, you get the, you know, between the COT and the prayer, there's some, you know, sort of message, right, that's, generally, I haven't heard too many COTs that are like self, you know, inward focus, right? Where some guy's telling you like you know, when you leave here, you need to think more about yourself all the time. You know, normally it's outwardly focused, or how can you be better, have a bigger impact. But have you ever won the Freed to Bleed thing, or what's your?
I have a few times, maybe.
Okay.
And one time I accidentally went less than the 4 minutes, so I was nervous for a while. Apparently they have to throw it out if it's too fast or something. They had to do extra testing, they told me, and they ended up being able to keep it. But
so it was too fast.
Yeah. And then I just won this last month one too.
Nice. We have a trophy coming. There should be some sort of rotating trophy for that.
The nurses there, the people helping you there, they ended up sending you a little certificate, and they all sign it or whatever. And
that's funny. Yeah. I like
throw it. A little competition around to get some people to show up and donate more.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, impact wise, I mean, you look at like some of the stats on the need for blood. I mean, it's insane, right? Like, you know, and so, I mean, like you said, 40 guys getting out there once a month, giving several pints of blood, there's a huge impact there for sure.
Yes. Yes. And I have to assume that there's a lot of them like me that would never have crossed their mind to carve out 30 minutes to run down there and do it. Is it that big of a commitment? Do you feel like you've really dug into your day to make this happen? No, but right. It just never would have crossed my mind without F3, without the other guys around pushing and saying, hey, this is something we can do. We're not, it's not a big commitment for you. This is something we can get out and all do together and make it a little fun.
Heck yeah. What, you know, I would be curious too, and I don't know where this fits for you, but you know, what, anything come to mind when you think about maybe the challenges or some of the obstacles maybe that have come up throughout life that have just sort of molded you into the man you are today? Anything that you feel like you've sort of learned on this journey of life that you would be willing to share with guys?
Ooh, putting me on the spot here. of the challenges of life, you know, just your kids being born is the biggest smack in the face moment, like, oh, this is happening, you know, and that changes how you act, what the temperament, the energy you're putting out there. I guess that would be the biggest thing that, I guess, lack of a better, well, true though, but made me grow up, you know, stop being a idiot 20-year-old and maybe be a little more responsible and all that.
Yeah. No, that's good. It's interesting to me, just the, you know, some guys don't ever, you know, I look at some of my friends from high school and, you know, they're now in their almost, you know, late 30s, early 40s, and they still haven't, you know, sort of moved out of that adolescent phase,
college phase or whatever.
Yeah. And it's really, you know, it's tough, right? I mean, I couldn't imagine, right, being my age and, you know, trying to date and trying to, you know, and still going out on the party scene and all that sort of stuff. I mean, some people end up doing that and they're able to do that well. But I think, like you said, kids really sort of give you no choice but to.
You learn quick that you better be responsible because they're still there in the morning and they're ready to go. So you have to be ready to go.
Hey, are you the type of guy that likes to get up early in the winter to battle your jester? Do you love listening to people drone on and on and on about COVID in the gloom? Would you trust your vision to a guy nicknamed Cataracts? Well, if the answer to any of these questions is yes, fellas, you have bigger problems than you think. Dr. Cataracts, aka Dr. Wolf, can't solve all of your problems, but he can certainly help you solve the problems related to your eye health and vision. You will find many F3 principles throughout his practice. Check him out today at Exclusively Eye Care.
What, you know, I would be curious too, as you're thinking about kind of our mission, right? So invigorate male community leadership. And we do a lot of different things, right? We get guys in, try to give you an opportunity to lead like a VQ. So we'd love to hear, like, if you remember your VQ, and then we, like to have guys lead an AO, you know, for a certain amount of time, give you some leadership experience there. But what's been your kind of leadership experience within the group?
Yeah, the VQ, another one where my head was just completely spinning, you know, trying to, you want to do a good job. It's such a great group that I've gotten so much out of it. I want to do a nice job. I want to put my best foot forward, and just so many trying to think through all the different scenarios, and I don't know, head just spinning the whole time. So it was an interesting experience for sure. Fun one to get through. Had a great group. It went well. And I mean, as well as it could have, I guess. Everybody's always fun for those, you know, there's always a great crowd for them.
And where then, was it at? Do you remember?
Yeah, out at Sanitarium.
Okay. What, do you remember anything about the workout? Did you lay it on them or did you take it easy? What'd you do?
It was a pretty good one. Yeah. Okay. We were doing some work over on the hill, and then, had them, I think about half, coupons. So half the group was working with the coupon, and then, okay, half the group on the hill, and then pushed each other, cycled through a few times. It was, yeah, I came out, wore out for sure.
Yeah. That sounds like a good one. What was your, do you remember anything from the COT during that? Like at that time, were you,
what was it? It was mostly just what the group has meant to me, and, the change in my attitude. I think we might have talked about it a little bit, but the change in my attitude and throughout my entire day, with just the focus on talking to guys in the morning and seeing everybody and seeing such positive energy, and how I carried that throughout my day. Yeah, I don't remember the exact what the exact COT was, but that was the underlying message, I guess.
That's perfect. Yeah, it's, you know, it's amazing, right? I would be curious, when you, do you find yourself sort of slipping back into, you know, when you don't get to start with F3, do you find yourself getting, you're maybe more frustrated or shorter fused, or?
Can, yeah. Yeah. And I think you hit the nail on the head with the shorter fuse. I think I have a lot longer fuse now, that seeing everybody that is also stressed out, seeing, having a good interaction with other people all morning, and then attacking my day, versus just rolling out and maybe a bad mood and just thinking about the stressors of my day coming up, and attacking them on my own was a lot harder.
Yeah, for sure. I love it. So you've got, so your VQ at Sanitarium, and then you mentioned doing a Murph maybe as like your third workout, but did that become a regular Monday thing, or how'd you get to this point where you were taking over the Titan Alley flag?
I did end up eventually doing a Murph basically every Monday, most Mondays. On that third workout, I went the Thursday, and then I went for my EHQ. I went Friday. I met KOA out at the farm, and that was one with coupons. I remember Rowdy queued it, and we were doing murder bunnies, and I don't know, it was brutal for sure. Then they were doing the 1776 on Saturday. There was no way. I was just beat down, you know. Said no, gonna have to pass.
Yeah,
not ready to jump in here and do a longer workout and all that. So I clicked around on the website there, and I just found on my own the site. And I don't even remember what site I looked up, whether it was Stormbreaker or Titan Alley. So I parked down there, not knowing what I was doing or anything. And I was talking to people. A couple of them remembered seeing me or whatever from the last couple of days. From the week before. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Firewalker was talking. So what side are you for? What workout are you going to? I didn't even know there was two workouts. You know, yeah, there's two sites. Yeah. I just showing up to say hi, I guess. I was just showing up to work out, and I'm pretty sure it was Firewalker's. Oh, if you've never done a Murph, you'll want to stay here. So, so he kind of, got me into that one. Got me in over my head a little bit with the running for sure. But then after that, I did, it was a really good beat down of obviously one that was really difficult for me. So naturally, I wanted to come back and do it again as often as possible to try to be able to survive through it. And I can still remember the first time I got all the pull-ups in. You know, first time you start, you get one pull-up or two pull-ups a set, you know, and then just kind of hang there and do what you can. But no, just started hitting them as hard as I could, and to just felt like a good one to try to get through and keep going with. So yeah, then I live not too far from there, only a few miles up the road. And so show up every Monday and try to be there and work out. So I ended up getting the flag from Meertag there after a while.
What was that process like when you got the flag? What was that like to get to sort of, you know, officially take over leading an AO?
It was a lot of fun. I was definitely nervous taking over an AO. With the work schedule, I could be there early, but missed half the beat downs. You know, I'd be there for the Smurf part for all of them, but then miss the Murph half the weeks or so. So that made me a little nervous. There's always people that know what's going on around. Everybody's willing to jump in and help if the queue has questions or anything like that too, you know. So it all ends up, it worked out just fine, but that was definitely something that was a little nerve-wracking for me.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, right? Because the site queue role is not overly challenging, right? That, like, you know, and especially a Murph site, right? It's like,
yeah,
you know, you don't have to do a back blast or any of that sort of stuff, and but there is sort of this element of like, okay, you know, a lot of guys feel like, okay, I'm really a part of this thing now, and I've got some ownership. And curious how, you know, anything you learned or any advice you would maybe share with some of the other site queues, things that you feel like were some best practices or that were helpful during your time as a site leader.
Yeah, for me personally, I just wanted to try to bring positive energy to it for sure. Just try to at least have a good attitude and say hi to everybody and make sure the queue was comfortable. The best thing, one of my favorite parts about site queue was when I would get people from the different sectors, different people. You get somebody to queue from different areas, they'd always bring 3, 4, 5 guys with them, you know, that you didn't see all that often. So it was great. I probably didn't get near as many as I would have liked to, but I always loved the days where I'd have somebody from a different sector come down. Not to say I didn't love the days when the Sarpy guys would do it too, for sure.
Yeah.
But it was just great seeing some new faces, getting different guys. Like I said, each one of them would bring a couple of guys with them, you know, somebody would travel with them, and always a good time seeing some people you didn't see every week.
Yeah. It's interesting as we've grown so much, right? It's, that's one of the ways, right, to get around, to all the different AOs, right, is get on the queue schedule. And, have you had a chance to get around and post kind of throughout the full region, or what's been your experience there?
I don't get out near as often as I should or would like to. It's hard. You have fun every time you go to different sector, different sites, the site you haven't seen, and I have a great time, but it's really hard to pass up 3 sites that I know there's going to be great people working out with, people that I work out with all the time. It's really hard to pass up all those to drive another 20 minutes and swing out to a different site. I do need to do a better job of that though.
Yeah, it's tough too when you've got we've been getting more sites closer to my house, and I'm experiencing that where it's like, well, I could sleep an extra 10-15 minutes and go, you know, 10 minutes down the road, or I could get up really early and spend a bunch of time driving, you know. It's
and pass these sites where I know this section of guys will be here, or these guys will be here, and they're all great. Oh, I'm gonna pass up all those and get less sleep and drive another 20 minutes.
Yeah,
it makes it difficult.
What I would be curious as a site queue, or even maybe just throughout F3, but you know, you kind of mentioned maybe being a little bit more introverted. Has F3 had any sort of impact on how you lead in other areas of your life, maybe at work or at home, or what's your thought on that?
It certainly has helped me get more outgoing for sure. And I know I've mentioned it a few times, but it goes back to just the knowledge that everybody's going through the same stuff. Has helped me a lot. And then within being outgoing, it's easier to find common ground with people when you know, you see them all, see different people, obviously, but see those guys going through the same stuff. It helps day to day, meeting new people, and you can pretty well assume they're probably going through the same stuff. And they're,
What do you think it is? Because I agree with you that that is so helpful. Curious your thoughts, like why is that such a, like, it's so simple, but I don't know, why do you think that is so helpful to so many of us?
I don't know. Misery loves company, I guess. If we're all just like running, is running a little easier when somebody's suffering next to you, when somebody else is also working hard and you see them doing the same things as you, kind of gives you some camaraderie, some semblance of attacking things together.
Yeah. Maybe that is it, right? The fact that when, even if somebody else acknowledges they have a similar issue, they're not necessarily like in the same exact fight as I am, but they are, right? They're sort of in the fight with me,
Their details are different than the details of my issue, but we're all dealing with the same things. We're all getting through it.
Yeah. In general, right? It's like you have issues with your boss at work or a coworker, or, you know, trying to explain, you know, trying to teach your kids how to do certain things or whatever, but
yeah.
Yeah, maybe that is why. Well, I love it. I think that's a really, key point. And we all benefit from that, I think, even if maybe we don't realize it. So I love that you're calling that out. What do you think? Anything else, you know, sort of on your mind that you would want to share, you know, as guys are sort of hearing your journey, you know, what makes you razzle dazzle? What makes you you? Anything come up in that space?
I don't know about it. One thing I would say is how I found F3 was a little random, you know, KOA just reaching out a little randomly or whatever. I would say keep doing that. You don't know how many people are like me that had no idea how badly they need this. I think there's so many people out there that have no idea how much F3 would help them, or the group and being part of something. And everybody says you come for some of the fitness, but you stay for the rest of it. The fellowship and faith is what gets you coming back month after month. Everybody, I mean, we could all lose a couple pounds and get a little more fit for sure. But then come do it with everybody else and get that group, that the positive interactions, the people around are the ones that keep you coming back.
That's spot on. And yeah, just keep giving it away. I think that's something that, you know, and you never know, right? What I've been realizing is even somebody, maybe I reached out to them a year or so ago and they said no, right? But keep reaching out to people, let them know you care.
Exactly.
You never know timing wise, right? Something might just click or something might happen or change where somebody says, yeah, I think I'm ready now. You know, I think, that's really good insight. Well, you know, where we like to kind of wrap up with guys is just asking where, you know, current state when you're thinking about life and what's going on in your world. Is there anything you need prayers for or encouragement for or support for? You know, if guys see out there anything they should kind of check in with you on or ask you about?
Biggest for me is continued growth. I think I've come a long way in attitude and overall views and stuff. F3's helped a lot, and just to continue to grow, and hopefully I'm part of the one bringing the positive interactions, not always I get so much out of F3 that hopefully occasionally I'm the one bringing some positive interaction as well. Cause everybody does it for me. They're the ones that bring the positive interactions into my life. And I hope to repay some of that.
Heck yeah. You know, it's funny as I'm hearing you say that, I've heard you a couple times kind of talk about, you know, that it's helped you so much. I guess every time I've interacted with you, you've always been positive. So I guess I'm curious, were you like this kind of Hulk guy where you would like, was it anger or was it more like, you know, sadness, depression, or where, I guess, talk me through like kind of where you were pre F3. Like, I'm just kind of curious on that.
Yeah, I definitely had a little more fiery anger or whatever. Okay. Shorter fuse for sure. Things would frustrate me a lot faster. And it's something that I need to work on for sure. And will always need to work on for the rest of my life, I'm sure, is a short fuse. But, it's helped so much that, I find myself having fewer, issues or, you know, it doesn't bubble up near as much now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was more just curious because you don't strike me as an angry guy. And you've just always, been a positive guy when I've been around you. So it's just,
It's working then.
Appreciate you sharing that.
F3 works.
Yeah. It's working. That's right. Well, this has been great. And just, thank you for taking time to just share your story, share your journey. And, I'm excited for guys to listen to this. I think a lot of guys will identify with what you're saying. And, hopefully guys, as they're listening, we'll be able to sort of recognize, how much benefit just that simple, having somebody else identify and share the struggles, right? I think it's just such a cool thing to point out.
Absolutely.
We'll do a little name-a-rama. I'll start us off here. Brandon Flea Hardy, 39, The Plague.
And Kyle Lindemann, 42, Razzle-Dazzle.
Razzle-Dazzle. And do we say anything? It could go a number of ways with how you
No tassels.
No tassels. That's awesome. Who came up with that one?
I don't remember for sure. I'm sure Swiper will take credit.
Okay. I think I've heard that recently, and now it makes sense. Now it makes sense. I could never figure out why we said no tassels, but that is awesome.
Well, now with the name, it makes sense. Yeah,
that's awesome. Where the name came from. Have a good rest of your day.
Great. Thank you.